Hello, everybody. This is LL alongside Tunde.
And this is the TBK podcast.
And this is the TBK. Actually, you know what? Every time we start this show, right, Tunde, we always say this is the TBK podcast. And I think to myself, some people might not actually know what TBK stands for. I'm going to change it up today and I'm going to say this is the Tomp, Box and Kick podcast. You know what I'm saying? They need to know what the T, the B, and the K stands for. It's Tom, Box, and Kid. So today we're gonna talk about an upcoming bout between Joseph Parker and Derek Chisora. You know, maybe touch on the keys to victory for some fighters. For both fighters. And we possibly do like a fight prediction as well and things like that. So. Yeah, let's go, Tunde. How are you looking forward to this fight? What's your take on it?
I'm really looking forward to the fight. I think it's a good stage for both fighters. I mean, obviously, Chisora came off a loss with
Usyk,
and Parker. He's sort of been in the wilderness a little bit. I mean, he did win his fight against Junior Farr, but. It was more of a laboured win. I actually thought he lost it, to be honest. Parker loses this fight, he's done. It's really strange with Chisora because he's had 10 losses already.
Okay, so, sorry to cut you off, but I was just about to say, because you said if Parker loses, he's done, yeah? Like, the amount of fights Chisora's lost, and I mean, his career's still going pretty strong. He's still a very popular guy in the UK. I mean, they're headlining their pay-per-view right now. I mean, is he done or...?
So Chisora, that's what I was about to say. Chisora is very funny with him because with any other fighter, they'll be deemed as a journeyman. Chisora is somebody who he's very popular with the fans, as we saw a couple of years ago when he knocked out... what's his name?
Takam.
Takam, right? Everybody roots for him. And the thing is, he's still a very good fighter when his mind is on the job, as we saw with the fights against White. So, you know, definitely in the UK, he can still headline, he can still, you know, draw big crowds. So with him, it's a little bit different. With Parker, he's not somebody who, you know, gets the public going. And if he loses this fight, then it will get to a point where he'll be seen more as a gatekeeper to being world class or to come, you know, getting into the top 10. Whereas with Chisora, it's a little bit different. He's still someone who is, you know, boxing is entertainment, comes down to popularity, doesn't it? So yeah. Chisora is still very, very popular in the UK. And we all know that Chisora is a very good fighter and he's had a new lease of life teaming up with, you know, with Hay. And I think he's benefited with his team up with Hay in terms of his overall fitness.
The problem with Joseph Parker is he's a really nice guy. Chisora, he's done a lot of controversial things in his career.
Your fighter, he has a glass
me. So it's like, even with Chisora, it's like leading up to like the press conferences and things like that. There's always that type of intrigue is you never know what type of Chisora you're going to get. He did actually show a new lease of life in the Dillian White fight. Do you know what I mean? The first fight and the rematch. Even though he got knocked out in the rematch, it was an excellent fight. Joseph Parker, no, he's an excellent fighter, but it's just personality-wise, he's a bit bland, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's like porridge without any sugar. Like
well, porridge with salt. Yeah.
Like, he's a nice guy, but I don't think he has that dirt in him, that instinct in him to really, you know, make himself like to get under anybody else's skin. He's a manager. He's more of
a shit talker.
So I don't really take him too seriously. I mean, when he was world champion, he had a little bit about him, but I've not seen anything from him that suggests to me that he could ever come back to even fighting for a world title again, to be honest. I just, you know, however, he does have the tools, to beat Chisora. My heart says Chisora. My head says Parker.
Okay, so this was gonna lead on to my next question. I was gonna ask, like, how do you see this fight playing out? And what does each man need to do to win?
So with Parker, he can't get engaged in a dogfight. Mm. It's not gonna work for him. Chisora is somebody who he's excellent up close. You know, with his strength and his, you know, his weight, he'll just lean on. He'll do to Parker what White did to Parker. Parker has to keep it long. He's got to be disciplined. He's got to, you know, step in, step out, you know, constantly. The problem for Parker doing this is he could have done that about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago with Chisora. But Chisora under Hay is fitter. He's faster. Mm. So, and Chisora's never really had any problems even before that, you know, lasting 12 rounds. He's gonna have to be really disciplined, be really clever with the way that he flits in and out. I mean, we saw with the fight with Usyk, towards the end, Usyk got dragged into a little bit of a dogfight, to be honest. Yeah. And that's one of, I don't think people sort of like give Chisora his due. Like, he drags you into a fight.
Mm.
He will literally drag you into a fight, and he's like, he just keeps coming with his fitness. I think that's what's going to happen. I don't think Parker will be able to keep Chisora off him for the whole 12 rounds, and I believe it will be 12 rounds.
My problem, yeah, with this fight, yeah, is with both men. They're guys who never quite get over the finish line in big fights. They always kind of just fall short. Even in Derek's big fights, you know, with Dillian White, you know, Tyson Fury, Usyk. I mean, forget the Tyson, the second fight with Fury, but but he just seems to like do okay, but it's like he doesn't quite get the job done. And Parker's the same as well. Like, but whereas with Parker, he falls into the habit of fighting a really negative fight. He becomes more kind of,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he gets on his bike a little bit and he doesn't quite engage enough, yeah? My worry is that Parker, you know, he takes on the tactics that you suggested of keeping it long, but then he doesn't quite do enough. Yeah, do you know what I'm trying to say to you? Like, he doesn't quite do enough and the fight becomes a bit of a remedial fight. It becomes a bit boring. And that's my theory. But I kind of hope that Parker kind of, you know, bites down on his gum shield and actually does mix it with Derek a bit, because I think that Parker's got the power to hurt Derek. Yeah, like with Usyk, like, I know you say that he dragged Usyk into a dogfight, but Usyk was a lot lighter than Chisora. You know what I mean? It was only his second fight at the weight and the weight class. Parker, you know, he's a heavyweight. He's a heavyweight. And he is a good puncher. The problem with Parker is that sometimes he doesn't engage enough, so he drags his fights out. Whereas with Derek, I feel like he might have to stick it on Derek a little bit to you know what I mean, to get a positive result. Like this fight, it's either going to be really exciting or just dead out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I really hope that it does become more of a Derek Chisora type fight than become a Joseph Parker type fight. Do you know what I mean? But
you see,
he's saying that. Go on.
So the thing with that is like, so Parker's got two alternatives. He either puts it on Derek. The problem with that is Derek, obviously, Chisora is very, very durable. You're not sparking him out in the first few rounds. That's not happening. And if he does that, he's gonna be wide open, and Chisora will knock him out. Right?
I don't see it. No, seriously.
All right. You've seen,
so
White like knocked him down. Well, you say twice, but he knocked him down properly the second time. Yeah, my man didn't even know where he was for a few seconds, right?
Yeah,
like Chisora has that sort of power. Yeah, maybe not as bludgeoning as White talks are, but he does have that sort of power. If he tries to put it on Chisora early on, that's not going to work. He's better off doing it late. Like, just piling up the points for the first few rounds and then trying to take him out late. But Chisora's too fit now. and he's always been durable. So he's better off, like I said, just keeping it long, not the point where it's like, you know, where it's boring, but, you know, keeping it long, go to the head, to the body, come out, do the same thing again. Chisora can be flat-footed at times, right? As we saw against Usyk and in previous fights. So Parker really needs to, like, you know, get his footwork going and then just, you know, pepper Chisora, build up points and then, you know, see if you can take him out later on. With Chisora now, he knows what he needs to do. He needs to drag the man into a dogfight. Drag him into a dogfight, you know, be all over him, like completely mess up his game. If he does that, like he'll pile up the points because, I mean, he was ahead on points against White. I think he was ahead on a couple of the cards, on one of the cards against Usyk, doing the same sort of thing. So if he does do that, then Parker will have to, later on, will have to start, you know, going for broke. And if he does that, then he's going to get knocked out.
my next question was going to be, okay, so fight prediction. Let's have a prediction. If it's a KO, what round? If not, then, you know, decision or what? So, yeah.
I think it will be Parker by decision. That's what my head says. My heart would love to see Chisora by knockout, even decision, but I don't see it. I don't see it. So that's my, I would love for Chisora to win, you know, and I think if he's really sort of, you know, motivated and he's up for it, then we will see it. We'll have an absolutely cracking fight. I swear, okay. I think we will, but I think it'll be Parker by decision. Maybe even sort of like split decision.
Okay. Well, my prediction, I'm the same as you. I want Derek to win. Yeah, do you know what I mean? I do want Derek to win, but I don't see him winning. I don't see him knocking out Parker. I can't see it. Yeah, and I can't see him beating Parker on the cards either. But I can see Parker knocking out Chisora. Yeah, is it, well, I think it, if it's a knockout, it's going to be on Parker's end. Yeah. But more than likely, it's going to be a boring points decision by Parker. I can see Parker becoming negative midway through the fight and just drawing out a win at the scorecards. And, you know, some people might even think Derek's won it, but I just maybe see it down to a good decision and Parker's hand getting raised at the end. But if there's a knockout, I'm going to say Parker's knocking out. She's all right. I got to say both because I don't want to come back and listen to this and be like, oh, you was just so way off. Like, they're saying this. So. But, you know, if Derek comes in there and Derek does the job on Parker, yeah, well done to Derek, innit? Yeah, I'll be happy to come back and say, you know, thank God I was wrong on that one. Yeah, so are we both picking Parker to win this?
Yeah.
All right, then, cool. So, yeah, that's it. You know, so we'll see what happens on the weekend between Parker and Derek Chisora. And that's it, man. This is myself, LL, and Tunde, and this is the Tump, Box, and Kick podcast. Later.
Later.
And this is the TBK podcast.